what could happen to them?
Oh yes, there are several unsolved murders, just like any area, and probably never will be.
And what would, if they did find a murderer, what would happen to him? What was the form of execution?
Well, he was tried in the courts of the land.
And was would he be
how would incarcerated people, if he were guilty, found guilty?
And how would people describe how he was executed? In other words, what I'm interested in is, would they say he was hung?
See, they didn't do that, you know. They put him in jail. We even had a calaboose in Hornsby. And if it were in the evening, they threw him in the calaboose.
In the calaboose?
In the calaboose. And then the sheriff came and got him in the early time, took him in a wagon, brought him to Bolivar, and he waited for the convening of the court in which he would be tried. It's always been an orderly, well, the courts and the lawyers came with the county. So I never remember anyone taking the law, like a posse, forming a citizen's posse and taking the law into their own hands. That just didn't happen. Because there was good communication and good relationships in the...
Tennessee is famous for its... sense of law, and you produce and that, big lawyers.
And we were very fortunate in that this county as a whole was founded by men of law-abiding and Christian principles. So really, we really got the cream of the crop when coming in from the Carolinas and Virginia, Maryland.
The reason I asked the question was I was curious how people would describe the execution of someone. Would they have any special way of talking about it? Suppose he was, if he was tried in Bolivar and found guilty, if he murdered somebody, he would be sent to Nashville, I suppose.
Well, he would be electrocuted.
Even that's a long way. Electrocution was the way then.
Was the way.
And any special way of describing that?
No, I don't ever remember gruesome things like that.
I see.
Being
it's
discussed.
Not talked about.
It was something to be ashamed of, and you didn't talk about it. In other words, grandmother would always say, "Now don't pester yourself about that."
I see. So that was
there are more important things to think about.
I see. Well, now a fast switch. We were talking about store-bought bread, and we got on the store, and we left food. I was wondering if I can come back to that. Did you ever make donuts, and did you ever call them by anything other than donuts? Fried cakes, always
just donuts.
And the different kinds of pancakes, any names you'd have?
Just waffles and pancakes. Fritter cakes.
Fritter cake?
Is a pancake.
Well, very good.
And it's made from flour. Just the dough is exactly like a pancake, only it was cooked on, well, like a pancake on a griddle. I have my grandma's griddle.
A fritter cake then is the same as a pancake. It's
and it could be either a flour mixture or a cornmeal mixture. It was sorghum, the half and half combination fritter cake, and serve it with butter and molasses in the winter. Delicious. Hang on.
Well, that's interesting. They in some places.
You know, a pancake on the edge. It's.